Good morning, friends. My name is Bob Hellback. I'm the senior minister at the First Church of Christ in East Palestine, Ohio. Today, Monday, March 30th, we are beginning a new ministry. It is our plans to offer a short morning devotion Monday through Friday on our website and Facebook page. We are going to do this for the period of time that we are not able to gather together, maybe longer. We are not even going to take 5 minutes of your time, just a short devotion, a short thought, and a few Bible verses to help you with your day. You have probably heard the name Phillips Brooks. He was a well-known American preacher in the 19th century, but you are probably familiar with his name because he was the writer of a favorite Christmas hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem. It is said that Phillips Brooks always seemed to be so serene and poised, optimistic, and confident. One day someone asked him why that was the case. Why was he so calm in the face of danger? Why was he so confident in the face of uncertainty? Why was he at peace in troubled times? I love Phillips Brooks' answer. He said simply, I am a Christian. I am a Christian, and most of you listening to me are also Christians. And as Christians, we have so many wonderful promises from God that give us hope, encouragement, assurance, and peace in troubled times. One of my favorite passages in the Bible is Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. A father and daughter were in their last moments together at the airport. The airline had announced her departure, and standing there near the security gate, they hugged. And he said, I love you so much. I wish you enough. She replied, Dad, I love you so much, and I wish you enough, too. They held each other tightly, and then she turned and left. The father walked over to the window to watch his daughter's plane take off. Tears rolled down his cheeks. Another man had been watching. The father turned to the man and said, Did you ever say goodbye to someone knowing that you would not see each other again in this lifetime? Yes, I have, the man said. But please forgive me for asking, why is this the final goodbye? The father answered, Well, I'm old now, not in good health, and the truth is, her next trip back will be for my funeral. Oh, I'm sorry, the stranger said. Oh, it's okay. I've had a wonderful life, and it will soon be over for me in this world, but I have a lot to look forward to in the next. The other man said, May I ask you something? When you were saying goodbye, I heard you say, I wish you enough. What does that mean? The father smiled and said, Well, that's a wish that is handed down for many generations in my family. My parents used to say to everyone, I wish you enough. When we say, I wish you enough, we are wanting the other person to have enough good things to sustain them. The wish goes like this. I wish you enough sun to keep your attitude bright. I wish you enough rain so you'll appreciate the sun more. I wish you enough happiness to keep your spirit alive. I wish you enough adversity so the smallest joys in life appear much bigger. I wish you enough gain to satisfy your wanting. I wish you enough loss to be grateful for all you possess. I wish you enough hellos to get through the final goodbyes. The father looked at the other man and said, I wish you enough. And then he turned and walked away. Because we are Christians, we can be confident that God gives us enough. Enough strength to keep on going. Enough forgiveness to make us a new creation, enough courage to enable us to stand tall when times are tough, enough assurance and love to convince us that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Dear God, we thank you that we do not have to face this world alone. We are thankful for your presence your promises, strength, and love. We are thankful for the blood of Jesus, which is more than enough to wash away our sins. And we are thankful that you know what is happening in our lives every moment of every day. And we are thankful that you have given us more than enough to get through this world and into the next with you.